This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz again with Morning Devotions. Do you know what it's like to feel rejection? Now, I've got a feeling that many people know what I'm talking about. Perhaps growing up in a family where you weren't accepted or you felt you were let down by your parent. It was the late great actor Laurence Olivier, who had 14 Oscar nominations back in 1948. He won the Best Actor role for Hamlet. Now, he was talking about actually his father one day. He said, "I've always thought that the initial trouble between me and my father was that he couldn't see the slightest purpose in my existence." When I read that, I guess the word that comes to my mind is tragic. What a tragedy. How terrible it is to know that your father rejected you or couldn't care or wouldn't care for you. I think we all know to varying degrees what it's like to be rejected, to feel unloved. Perhaps you've been rejected by someone in your family or rejected at school or in your employment. And sometimes we bear scars that no one else can see. There are the scars of disappointment and pain. We can even come from really good families, solid families, and still feel that sense of rejection. Well, maybe for you, everything's going well, but inside of you, there's that little child that feels unloved. You don't even know why you feel like that. But still, unspoken feelings of rejection can haunt you. Pretty much all of us have experienced rejection one time or another. It might have been something very minor, or it might have been something very devastating that actually affected the whole of your life, the rest of your life. I just want to give you a couple of examples. You were not chosen to play on the sports team, or you were teased during your school years. You could have been publicly humiliated, or you weren't given a job that you applied for, or you were made redundant for no good reason. And there are even more serious examples, like knowing that you're an unwanted child, or growing up without ever feeling love from one or both of your parents. Perhaps growing up in a home where your parents divorced, being the object of abuse. There may have been physical, sexual, or verbal abuse, or having a brother or sister who was the favoured one. So there are lots of these sort of experiences of rejection. Now, they can be very hurtful. And what actually tends to happen is they leave wounds in our heart, whether we're aware of it or not, and you feel crushed. Many have strong feelings of rejection, can't then receive love. They can't communicate love to anyone else. A person who has never experienced being loved actually can't give love. Well, they could try, but the Bible says it like this in 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. That's talking about God, God's love. There can be feelings in our lives of loneliness or depression or despair, hopelessness. And so what happens? We end up building walls around ourselves to keep other people out. People feel safe when they're alone. And they might even feel that being alone is better than being around with other people. After all, if you're with other people, you could get hurt or rejected. But I like this verse from 1 John 3, again from the New Testament. Think how much the Father loves us. He loves us so much that he lets us be called his children, as we truly are. I want you to think about that, because it means we're significant to God. We're greatly cherished and greatly loved by God. Jesus came to die on the cross for us. So great was his love. His desire was to give us a sense of healing. Jesus said one day, "If you're tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest." So Jesus himself actually knew what it was like to be rejected. We read in Philippians 2 that he was willing to give up all that he knew to come as a humble servant. And as a humble servant, he did many things on earth. He fed the hungry, healed the sick. He made dead people alive again. You can read that in Matthew 9. But be that as it may, there were many people who rejected Jesus. They rejected his teachings. They hated Jesus, some of them so much, they conspired to put him to death on the cross. He suffered. He was bruised and he died. Well, you were the reason for that, because he loved you so much. The Bible says, "Here is how God has shown his love for us, while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us." In other words, he was rejected so we could be accepted. Heavenly Father, we are grateful today for all you've done for us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.